Welcome back to Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. He is Paul Dottino with a little bi-week report, and today we're going to talk about the Giants' defense. And Paul, there's been good, there's been bad. Yeah. Most importantly, there's been inconsistency, which Tom Coughlin and Perry Field do not like.
No, and that's really what really hurts you because, for example, how about the end of the Dallas game the other day when Beckham catches his second touchdown and they cut it to a one-score game, and with about 5 minutes left, Tom Coughlin's saying, we hold him. We get the ball back. We got a shot to do something here. And what happens? DeMarco Murray and company just drain down the clock and make it impossible for the Giants to make a comeback. That's exactly the kind of situation where the Giants need to be stout defensively. It's not about necessarily stopping the first drive of the second quarter.
And let's start up front. A couple things to note. Generally, Paul, not consistent enough as they need to be getting pressure with just their front four. And also, their run defense the last 2 weeks has really slid down after being good to start the year.
Yeah, I agree with that. No question that the John Beeson being in and out of the lineup has been a problem. Not that McLean's not a good player, but not knowing what you're going to do and constantly changing up on the fly doesn't help. Beeson had to come out after the 17th snap in Dallas. I will say this about the front line. JPP is starting to look like JPP again. Had his best game of the season against the Cowboys.
And against one of the best left tackles in the league in Tyron Smith. Very, very impressive. Great against the run, and he had a couple sacks and two more pass pressures on top of that. And now you get the secondary pull. They'd been good on third down up until that Dallas game. A lot of injuries, and they've also given up a large number of big plays over the course of the season.
Yeah, and the disappointing part about that is we all talked about the secondary over the summer. Well, guess what? Injuries, once again, for how many years in a row, have crept into this lineup. Between Thurman going down, McBride going down, DRC trying to play hurt. John, is it any wonder, you know, against guys like Dez Bryant and company, that the Giants would have some troubles? That can be, again, not an excuse, but a reason here is the fact that they've been so badly beaten up.
All the things to keep an eye on as we head into the second half of the Giants season. Continue to check out Giants.com throughout the bye weekend. And then we get ready for Monday Night Football. Michael Strahan gets his Hall of Fame ring, Giants and Colts.